B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Have you looked at it yet, Zoe?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Maybe.
Right? Maybe.
It would fit.
Could be.
It could fit. It fits the criteria of what I would envision. Maybe. I'd say
sitting,
maybe.
Sitting on the parked.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
We know about the forklift. We know the forklift is actually broken, that the guy's too cheap to fix it, that it doesn't even have a tire one thing. And, like, who really would sit on the forklift other than him? It's like it's got to be his spot. And if that's in the exact same location to what you looked on the Google Maps about 2 weeks ago, that could be Kenan Lowell.
I mean, this is the spot. I don't think there's any doubt about that. This is the same parking lot.
You haven't been outside. I walked outside. It feels like it's 90 degrees outside. And it has got to be hot up there in Lowell.
Well,
he's got to be pitted. He's got to be sweating.
It's quite a bit further north.
No, they said it's hotter, more north, pal. It's like 91.
Oh, well, the earth is changing.
No. Northern Massachusetts is hitting 91 today.
Beetle, did you say you retweeted this?
I'm putting it up right now as you speak. So it's up. I just uploaded it. It's on Twitter. @Mark_Bertrand. Jim, if you want to retweet from the show account.
Oh, there it is.
Can't we just have him in studio one day? Like,
No. We have a no-visitor policy now? I don't know if you've seen that.
I know that. I'm saying when we get back to normal.
It's like someone's got a nice graduation.
Fred and Rich do it with their weird guests, like Xanadu and that.
What?
Fred and Rich, they have their weird guests, you know, the callers that the caller, they have do the little contest. They have them in studio.
At some point, but I mean, look, this could very well be Kenan Lowell. I still don't want to go so far as to A, find out for sure, or B, like, meet him and have all the mystery taken away.
I think this is just enough so that the mystery is not ruined.
I don't know.
Giovanni with the best response ever. I can hear this photo. Isn't that kind of weird?
Like, what are you... What are you doing? You sit on a forklift that doesn't operate.
I got ancillary issues going on.
And he's got COVID. Like last time we talked to him, he had COVID.
He had COVID. He still hasn't been able to track down another test to confirm it was negative.
Well, he said he was drinking alcohol because he was going to kill it with it.
Well, he said he had so much alcohol in his system that COVID wasn't going to kill him. You know?
Don't be drinking bleach.
Advice from Ken. Don't be drinking bleach. It's Ken. It could be Ken. We don't know if it's Ken.
It's Ken.
Now, but the Yale forklift, the 70, was it 73 or 74? I think it was a 74, he said.
Mm-hmm. With the old kegerator on the back?
Yeah, it said it had a busted wheel.
It's those things on the back.
Now,
I always thought those were kegs.
In this photo, as Jim pointed out, there's a reflection in the side view. Can you guys see that?
Yeah, it looks like...
Did we get it up on TV yet?
I thought it may have looked like a bottle of booze, but I'm not sure it is when you zoom in.
I'm not sure it is now either, but there's...
Tom thinks it's a cell phone case of a bottle of booze.
I think it might... No, I don't even think it's booze. Like it's like a wooden like texture with some sort of sign on it.
Oh, this is great. TVs have putting it up now. They have the ability to zoom in.
Yeah, I don't think it's booze. It looks like a cell phone case.
I could stare at this photo for hours.
Looking
at the pollen on the windshield too. And a lot of pollen wherever that car was parked. Good.
Look at
grief.
Those. Look at the pants.
Jeans. Yeah, like mom jeans.
Look at the holes in them. Or is that paint?
No, I think it's pollen on the window, on the glass.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what Hardy's saying. You see a little white spots and little specks of dust.
Now Jim thinks he's wearing a mask that is down around his neck. I would say it could just as easily be a neck brace.
It could be a beard. It could be anything.
It could be a full beard. It could be a neck brace for some injury that he sustained. Maybe an ancillary injury that he. how did he pronounce that word? Ancillary.
Ancillary.
I got ancillary issues going on.
It could be the neck brace could be due to an ancillary issue from the positive COVID test.
What is the keg? It's obviously not a beer keg. That's what it's air pressure, right?
It's the fuel for the forklift.
Oh.
So, I'm just wondering, like, does this replace the copper kettle since it's been closed?
It could.
Which has the more comfortable seat, the stool at the copper kettle or the seat on the forklift there in the parking lot?
Well, what's weird, it looks like the forklift is positioned directly towards a wall of dirt that he stares at. Like that's just
a dumpster. It looks like the top of a dumpster he's staring at.
Yeah, like
yeah.
What else do you want him to look at?
Thing doesn't move. You know, the forklift is just sort of parked there.
What do you think that's
got a busted tire? Doesn't go anywhere.
Wait. Look behind there. Look up top. Look at that nice little place there. A balcony. You got a balcony up top there. What do you think that place might go for?
I don't know, but there's a graduation banner hanging out there. Somebody graduated, so congratulations.
I don't want to speculate on that. I'd rather just, again, be enamored by this guy who could be Ken and probably is.
Wow. The world traveler.
Is he on the phone?
Yes.
Or does he just have his hand near his face?
I think he has his hands on his face touching a mask, right?
He could be just thinking. Yeah, he like the thinker.
Okay,
you know?
Based on the number of questions we have about the photo, you can now admit I didn't ruin anything by sharing this with you. We can't even tell if he's got a mask on or not.
I don't have a different opinion. I don't either. About having that different opinion of seeing him.
Right. Exactly.
He's definitely not on the phone. His right hand is on the steering wheel. His left hand is touching his face. Right.
But is the thinker pose? He's a big fan of Rodin, and he's just. Sitting there, maybe thinking about the thinker.
Oh, Rodan Fields?
The responses to my tweet of the photo are incredible. What a life. Sit in a forklift all day that doesn't run while pounding booze from an $8 credit at the backy. That's true. He does have an $8 credit there. Which he never told us how he acquired the credit. You know, what did he return that he got a store credit for?
I didn't know they accepted returns. I guess if you have your receipt, what's the problem?
Yeah, the coolest thing about Cappies, though, those Cappies liquor marts, they got the grab, the picket six. You know, it's a brown bag, and it's just the magic six-pack in there. You never know what you're getting. It's cheap. Sometimes you can open that sucker up. You got a Meisterbrow. You got a Busch Light. You got a Narragansett. You know, you got a Mickey's Big Mouth. You never know. Never know what's in that magic bag.
I think this makes it even better. In fact, the more we look at this, this is incredible.
This is intriguing. This is
the person didn't sign their email. It was from L. Patterson. So thank you, L. Patterson, for sending that in.
That's very nice.
That's very nice of you.
That is good content right there. Good content.
Is that Ken and Lowe?
I know you're listening. We know you're listening.
We really don't, though.
That's terrific. Well, again, if you want to see that, head on over to Twitter and check it out. We think we may have a photo of Ken and Lowell. It's like a picture of the Yeti, you know?
Right. I want to get one of like him walking where, like, you know, it's the Patterson film when they get the Yeti when he turns and looks.
Yep.
Just somewhere Ken turns and looks, but you can't make out his face.
Grainy and crappy enough that you have no idea what it is.
But, like, is that a beard? Is it facial hair? Is that blood? What is that on his face? Yeah. Yeah.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is obsessed with European soccer, and he's trying to make the NBA into European soccer. The details of that nonsense are coming up.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This from Ian O'Connor of The Ringer on Adam Silver in the NBA. He writes that one proposal in the NBA is to replace the first round of the playoffs with a group stage in which 20 teams with the best records would be placed into four groups of five teams. I already want to never watch another NBA game.
What? Four groups of five teams. Go on. A bit more. Yes.
Teams would play two games against each opponent in their group.
Okay.
And the teams with the two best records from each group will then qualify for the second round of the playoffs. Wait. After all that, we only get to round two?
Well, it's pool play.
Oh, it's like the World Cup.
Oh, who's in the group of death?
Eight teams would advance, and then teams would play seven-game series to determine the champion.
This is so NBA.
What makes it so NBA?
Just like, you know, we're good enough and we have enough superstars that we could do this, and you know, people bitch about the hockey format that, you know, people would tolerate this and still watch because it's NBA, and you're going to watch. You're going to watch LeBron James.
Because of things like this. Because of things like this. Silver admitted in Paris back in January that he's jealous in certain ways of soccer globally. And he advocated for the NBA to adopt a soccer-style mid-season tournament and a late-season play-in tournament. The plan stalled. Oh, no kidding. But the group stage could be an opportunity for the NBA to try to capture some World Cup soccer magic. A total of 80 games could be played over 2.5 weeks. And every one of them would be a must-win. It'd be like a gauntlet during which legacies would be on the line and young stars could vie for greatness. The NBA has never experienced anything like it.
So, you know, sometimes through this pandemic, I think of stuff, you know, after we watch the Jordan documentary, and you get reminded of what the NBA was like then, and those Detroit Pistons teams, the Celtic teams, Michael and Scotty and them. How would they react to any of this stuff if this sort of format was thrown to them? You think those great NBA teams of those legacies would say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, we'd be up for that. Like, it seems like LeBron James would be up for this. It'd be cool to get all his buddies together, you know.
Maybe.
Because they're all friends. And I say, the reason I say it's just so NBA, they're like, you could do this in a sport because they all get along. They're all friends. Nobody hates anybody. Back
in
the day,
those
teams hated each other.
Do you know who this appeals to? People that are not currently fans.
Yeah, kids. Fringe people.
People that are not going to watch it anyway, right now. They're trying to draw in a more casual fan. Hardcore NBA fans are going to watch. Hardcore anything fans are going to watch. Real fans are going to watch in the current system. Now, I have no issue with tweaking things, but I just... Why this? Why does this scream to Adam Silver, oh, this is what will make my sport great? Not the fact that he has already... a well-established system that has been really good for the league. No, let's tear the whole thing down and start over.
Okay.
Does it not work? Do we not enjoy it?
Well, number one, I think too many teams make the playoffs in the NBA, and you've got...
Oh, well, he wants to add more. So if you thought there were too many already, he's going to put more in now.
But this way you get a little bit of variety in terms of who's going to be playing who. You're going to have... not just the same seeding matchups where, you know, no 8 seed ever has a chance of winning in the NBA. So you at least do away in part with that. You get a chance to see different teams playing different teams. Look, I'm not saying it's perfect, but to say like, oh, you've got a great system that just works. Well, the system fell apart a few months ago, and that system's done with. So you've got a choice now. You can either try and pick up where that system left off, as the NHL is trying to do, and even though they're tinkering with it, not everyone's going to be happy, or you can say, you know what? we understand that what happened a few months ago doesn't have much to do with what's going to happen now. So we're going to revamp everything. We're going to play some basketball. We're going to have a tournament. We're going to crown a winner, but we're going to acknowledge that this is so far removed from the regular season, it's going to kind of exist as its own independent thing. I really don't have a problem with it. I don't.
Yeah. Just give do a different trophy.
Really? You don't have any issue with this? Like, oh, yeah, no, do it.
What?
I'm against it. I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, why such a drastic change?
So you would rather have, say, the Celtics pop out there, play their, just jump straight to the postseason, let's say, right?
Yes, yes.
Straight to the postseason, lose in a shortened best of five series. They play three games and they're done.
As opposed to playing,
as opposed to playing in a pool play where they're guaranteed to play the teams at least six games.
Yes, I do. No, but it's not the same team for six games.
Yeah, you get to play a few different teams, and then you try.
See,
and
I value the series. I like the series in every American playoff format of both basketball, baseball, and hockey. I like it. I think it produces good results. It produces two teams that go at it and don't like each other and have a chance to, you know, redeem themselves when things go wrong and have a chance to try and make comebacks. And over the course of the seven games you make, or if it's seven, whatever the length of the series is, you have a chance to make adjustments. I enjoy the intelligence that goes into it, the coaching that goes into it. I like all of that. I like how we do it. I think it's a good way of doing things.
Well, the one thing I would say about this is in terms of, from like a health perspective, it doesn't make as much sense. If you just went with a straight-up playoff series, you're going
to
have...
This has nothing to do with health, though. This is about Adam Silver wanting to be soccer.
But if you
wanted to scratch
if you
that
wanted
itch and look
to,
for an excuse to implement it.
If you wanted to consider the health aspect, the way they're proposing doesn't make as much sense. Because if you just played a series between two teams, you've essentially got the same 8-9 guys playing against the same 8-9 guys for a best of five or a best of seven, and then one team moves on and the other team doesn't. This one, you're going to be interacting with a lot more people because of the pool play, and you're guaranteed to see more people, just more people interacting with more people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
So from a public health perspective, this makes zero sense. But you're going to get everybody down there. If you're going to go through the trouble of putting them all in a bubble, then, yeah, play some games against some other teams, determine your pool winners, and go from there. I still think you're going to have the best teams coming out on top of each pool. I don't think that part of it is going to change. And if you think you're going to develop lots of animosity between guys who haven't seen each other for months and months and months, and then they're finally getting to play some basketball, I'm telling you right now, these are going to have more of an all-star game feel to them than they're going to have a playoff basketball feel to them. Think these guys are going to jump out on the court after not having touched a basketball in some cases for months and start playing really hard D? I don't think we're getting normal playoff basketball. So you can write that one off too. Just watch some basketball. I'm good with it. I'm fine. Good. Bring it on.
Could be a while before it gets back. Could be some time. The NHL announcing their plans. Again, not with a specific hub city, but announcing anything ahead of the NBA seems pretty ridiculous considering the NBA has all the advantages.
I can't believe that the NBA was not going to be the first ones back. Like, again, to, like, I thought we
well, they might
never
still
see
be.
Hockey.
No, they could still very much be the first team back.
But it just seems easiest, like from a conditioning standpoint, from skill standpoint. I don't know. I thought they would have been back by now. I thought the NBA would have at least been back by now. Baseball would have had some sort of semblance of even a spring training by now, by Memorial Day. Here we are, post Memorial Day, and baseball still has its head up, but you know what?
617-779-0985. Open phone lines. You want to jump on board? Good time to do it. Talk to you next.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hardy, I believe you have a clarification on something baseball related from earlier. What it might be.
Yeah, well, I think you were already onto it before, but Dylan emailed in with some important clarification here, which, yeah, we've been, at least I've been getting wrong all show long here. In terms of the percentages that Major League Baseball players would be making that the union balked at, essentially, you know, we thought it meant if you made up to $1 million, you make 72.5% of that $1 million. Or if you're going to make $1 million for the 82 games that they're going to play, okay? Let's forget about, you know, what they're actually making prorated, because that just factors in more math that we don't necessarily want to do. So what it means is you make that percentage up to the first million. 50% of the next $4 million is what you would make. So every player, let's say every player made at least $1 million. They would all make 72.5% of that $1 million, okay? If you make more than that, up to $5 million, you're only going to make 50% of that next $4 million up to $5 million. You understand what I'm saying? So those right. who make a little over $1 million, you're not going to make less than, you're not going to net less than what somebody makes just under $1 million. Because it's not 50% of your total salary, it's only 50% of the next $5 million. And then it's 40% for the next tier between $10 million and $20 million, and so on and so on. So by the time you get to the players making $20 million or more, when they say they're going to make 20%, they're not making 20% of their entire salary. It's only 20% of the money above $20 million. So
I get 26 followers on both accounts.
I thought I had explained it pretty
then
well.
Then I will give out $26.
So, in fact, Mike Trout or David Price or any of those guys will receive far more.
They're still going to get a lot of money. You know, they're still going to get a lot of their money. They're just going to get less of their money they're getting hit harder in terms of percentages, yes, but they're also making a lot more, and they're going to be taxed at a higher percentage the more they make, but not for the total amount, only as the money goes up. You understand what I'm saying?
If you guys can see, this is a sliding scale.
It is a sliding scale. Chris was onto something. He was ahead of the curve on all of this stuff.
Yep. He definitely knew it. That's exactly right. 617-779-0985. Jeff is at Hanover. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
Great. Well, I follow European soccer, and it's different there because those tournaments mean something because they've been playing it for that game for like hundreds of years, whereas if they just throw in a random tournament in the NBA, it just doesn't make any sense. And the format in terms of playoffs is a lot different in Europe than it is in America, so they kind of, you know, you got to pick one method. I say just leave alone in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, I would do the same. Leave it alone. I wouldn't mess with it.
Yeah.
And it's also for those same reasons why if something's long established in Europe with soccer, then that works for them and it's good, then great, and that's what they're accustomed to. Excellent. Keep doing what you're doing. The same can be said about the NBA. It's sort of a long established tradition in their league. What is the purpose of blowing that up? Like, who does that serve? Is really my question. What's the need for that?
I guess there's no need other than the NBA looking at the situation and saying, well, this is totally not what we thought was going to happen, and we need to make the best of it now. How are we going to make the best of this? How are we going to, A, you know, give fans what we think they want, B, make some money off the TV in the process, C, have some kind of a tournament that is going to, you know, showcase as many players in as many different ways and make it worth the trouble of traveling to this bubble and getting through there. How do we do this? By just having the same – single elimination format where you play a series, if you lose, you go home? Or do we want to play more basketball than that? If we're going to go through the trouble of moving all these guys down to Disney World and we're going to go through the expense, what are we going to get out of it? What are the teams going to get out of it? What are the fans going to get out of it? Is it different? Yes.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with how we normally do playoffs? No. Does anything about this season have anything to do with how things normally go? No. And yeah, did we always want to maybe try this? Have we been thinking about this for a couple of years? Yeah, we have been. Let's do it now. Let's see how it goes, because all bets are off at this point. So let's try it.
Like, you're past perfection. I mean, there's nothing you're going to be able to get back for any resemblance of a regular type of season. But of all the four big sports groups, would you think that they have the most star power? Like, the NFL and them, I think, have the most star power. You know, as far as bringing viewers to the table. Like, people are going to watch LeBron. They got to get Zion out there on the court. You know, they got to sell shoes. It's right. You know, I think the NBA has star power. And they have the ability to do whatever the hell they want. And they want to just throw one of these type of tournaments. Everybody knows it's different. It's, hey, is it really, you really crowning the champ? Do you think the Lakers are the best team? Probably, right? They end up coming out of this thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. But
kind of, yeah. But,
everybody keeps going back to... Everyone keeps going back to, well, do they have to do this? No, they don't have to do any of it. They can just call the season right now. They can just say, we're not going to go through any of it. Like in the NHL, do they have to have the top four seeds?
I think they want to do it because of the TV, their TV partners.
Right. And
they got to get on TV. That's what I've heard.
Well, why do they have to? Well, the only reason why we have to is because fans want it. Well, what do you want? You know, do you want to see some basketball? Do you want to? We're gonna try something different here to give you some kind of a product that we think is going to be the best in terms of giving you a lot of games to watch against different matchups, as opposed to just, yeah, all right, well, these are the teams that make the playoffs, and we know this team is going home after three or four games, but so be it. This is what we're going to do. This gives you a chance to watch a little more basketball. And if what you want is sports back in some way, shape, or form, this is going to give you more quote unquote sports than just ramping up and doing a postseason as you normally would have it. This is giving you more of what you allegedly want. It's not the same, but nothing right. about it is going to be the same. There aren't going to be fans there. There aren't going to be any home court. It's going to be different in a lot of ways. And this is, yeah, it's just. It's going to be more different than had they just gone ahead with a normal playoff schedule, but you wouldn't get as much. That's why I don't have a problem with it. I think we're going to get more entertainment out of this than if they had just ramped up with some kind of a modified same old postseason format.
Let's get to today's takeaways. They're coming your way right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, it is time for today's takeaways brought to you by good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Six local locations. They'll virtually coach you up at home. Check it out outside. Summer is here, folks. Drop that weight. You could drop a lot of weight, up to 8 pounds your first week, first very week of it.
Okay.
Six locations, as I said, awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, let's get to the takeaways. Got a number of them here, including this, something that Josh Fowler was working on. And it started to workshop with Hardy, and that is Tom Brady being Florida man and using an intro to play news on Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is officially
a Florida man in trouble with the law.
Cited for working out in a closed downtown Tampa park.
One Tampa man had the new QB show up inside his house.
Oh my God, Tom freaking Brady. All of
Tom Brady is seen holding that alligator with its jaws taped shut as he tries to buy beer.
Tom Brady has attacked an ATM.
Tom Brady says he doesn't remember anything about the night.
After calling 911 for a ride to the liquor store, he claims that he just didn't know what else to do.
Well, then.
So what have we decided on the Tom Brady Florida Man segment then? This is going to be Tom Brady news out of Florida, but only as reported by Florida media outlets.
Yes.
Is that cheese, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cheesy reporting. Yes.
So that's what we need to focus in on, and we're going to need the help, as you already made the call for people listening and watching in Florida, as we know we have a lot of viewers and listeners down there. If you see something, if you see something, say something. Say something to us
yes.
in terms of Tom Brady reporting.
Because I want to hear that song again.
And that'll get Josh all excited. And he'll let us know. Like, oh.
There it is.
I got a good report here. And then we can put it in the Tom Brady Florida Man segment.
Boom.
Yeah.
And he can use his graphic. Whose phone is ringing?
That's ours.
Your house phone rings
she
a lot.
She never answers the phone.
Well, I mean, why would you answer it anymore? You know it. Does anyone call your house phone that you want to talk to?
It's her mother.
Oh, she, yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Zoe's Zingers.
It's old people. Old people call today. A house phone.
Zoe had some
Zingers. Yes.
In real life, that shirt is definitely like a Limited Express type of color. It is very soft, feminine pastel. It looks baby blue on TV. It ain't. It is.
Where'd you get that? The Amazon woman store?
Good one.
Much better joke than my Limited Express comment.
Right,
yes.
Hardy makes the joke, and then you throw in what?
It's like a Victoria's Secret sleep shirt, is what it is. It's like, that type of color.
It's like if you ever got like the pajama. Never mind. We love pajama grams.
It's like his girl pajama store.
Like, oh crap! Okay. I reached in the wrong drawer and I had my wife's pajama top on.
Watch this, guys! I'm gonna get him.
Yeah. Jesus. Does it only come in V-neck?
Yeah, burn! Because it is a V-neck. Oh my! Owned, pwned, pow!
Oh my God. Usually has one of those pockets too. You know, just pocket right there over the left breast.
Yes, but that, how does that add to the insult? If you're just pointing out factual things, how does that make... You're trying to make him feel less. And right. If you just point out the fact that it has a pocket on it, how does that dig at his soul?
He may have got that at Job Lot. Like, I went to Job Lot to get some shock, and they had a rack of shirts like that there, right at the front.
That color?
All kind of color. Oh, Job Lot's got all kind of crazy
it's
colors.
Gap.
It's Gap?
Gap. So don't come at me.
It's Gap.
So don't come at me. All right, let's get to something else. Let's get to this Tamway take.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hardy, when was the last time you went to the Gap?
Well, it's been several months at least. I can tell you that much.
Okay, let's get to the Tamway take.
Yeah, Tamway take from last night.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they have to get two cities to host two different, you know, east, west, get one location, cut it down to 16 teams, maybe cut it down to, you know, 10 teams. Keep it simple. Do it like that. The fact that two-thirds of the teams are in the playoffs for the NHL is ridiculous.
Yeah, but Gary,
it's stupid. It's Gary, not going to happen. Some player's going to get sick. Let me finish. I don't know, because once you start talking, man, the horse has left the barn. Yeah. I don't know why Donald Fair accepted this deal. There is too many players in the NHL for this to work. I fear for an NHL player's life. Some guy's going to get sick. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a death. The NHL is ridiculous. First of all,
all right, then don't have any sports. Why are we even talking about it then? If you're going to bring that into it, there shouldn't be any sports at all. Then, if you're making this point, that's ridiculous. Because most of these players, even though there are this many teams and they're in this two locations, most of them are going to be gone within a week or two. You're talking about a five-game series, a three-game series. These players are going to be gone and back home and quarantined within 1 or 2 weeks. Either we're doing sports or we're not doing sports. Make up your mind.
That's
if we're not
stupid.
Doing sports,
that is the
you say we're not doing sports for every
I've
sport.
Ever heard. Joe, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard come out of your
either
mouth.
Either we're doing sports or not, Gary.
Right. Look, the NBA's got it right. You got one location, you got 16 teams, they got to keep everybody. Bettman's
crazy. Nobody knows what's right or wrong, Gary. Nobody knows what's right or wrong. We'll see what happens. Nobody knows what's right or wrong.
Wow. A lot of yelling there.
I love when Haggerty gets pissed.
I do, too. It's always fun.
So Gary will be out tonight predicting another death at some point. No. He's... This could be his week, man.
Could be on the verge. We also had this.
By the
today.
Way, that was a shot at Haggerty there at the beginning of that Haggerty just I guess chose to ignore when he said, because once you start rolling, man, the horse has left the barn.
Left the barn, yeah.
And because Joe is famous and oftentimes welcomed with his long responses. You know, you've got a segment on and. You ask Joe a question, he'll talk for a while. It's great, you know, fill some time. By all means, give us some good information. But Gary took that as an opportunity to take a little shot at Haggerty there. So heated for sure.
Yes.
Gotcha.
We got one more. It was a quick call today from Johnny in New Hampshire. Johnny in New Hampshire. Johnny.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Zoe and the boys?
This is Zoe and the boys.
Oh, thank Christ. I've been waiting an hour.
It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Popular show. Thank you, Frank.
Thank Christ.
Thanks for being with us.
I've been waiting.
Don't blame him. Don't
bring,
don't be bringing him into this. Not his fault. He didn't even have phone screeners back in the days.
Do you know what the first
sitting
thing?
Sitting there at Sea of Galilee counting fish in baskets. Yeah, that's how they line stuff up.
What?
It's just like, Jesus, he's bringing Christ into this. He can't be doing that. All right.
Well, then, that completes today's show.
Have you been able to re-enter your house of worship here in this phase, or is that the next phase?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, you know me. We don't really go to church on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just waiting for the restaurants to open up. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to restaurants? That hasn't.
We've gone to Rhode Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little ahead of things. Yeah.
Well, you can continue to do that until your restaurants open up around here. You'll be
They're coming. They're coming. Next. What are we looking at? Phase two, right? Phase two? When's that?
I think it's Monday.
Two more? Monday.
I think June 1st is phase two. I'll have to reconsult my chart, though. I kind of lost track.
No, wait. What phase are we waiting for?
Can you have barbecues? Like with people over? You can do that, right? Phase two is next week. Phase two next week.
Okay. Sure. We'll take your word for it.
Next week. Don't do that.
No, All right. 3 weeks, so it's...
Yeah, it's three weeks, so it's two more weeks.
Yeah. June 8th, right? Something like that. All right, then. Yeah. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Felger and Mazur next. Talk
See
to you guys
boys.
Tomorrow. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.